As always, we are grateful for our worship team leading us in songs that are profound. They're rich in theology and truth. They're full of wonderful truths that we find in the Word of God, and we are very thankful for our worship team and the hard work that they spend leading us. Well, let's turn in the Word of God together to the book of 1 Corinthians. After close to 3 years, we are finally approaching the final sections of this amazing epistle, and this morning we're going to look at the first 11 verses of the longest chapter in this book. And when it comes to the subject matter of the 15th chapter of 1 Corinthians, there is a single word to have in our minds that describes this entire chapter, and it is the word resurrection. Resurrection. In this one chapter, the Apostle Paul gives us the most extensive, thorough, and comprehensive treatment on the doctrine of resurrection found in all of Scripture. No other chapter, no other single chapter has more to say, either in quantity or in descriptive detail, about the resurrection than this chapter. We are coming to the hub, to the center, to the mothership, as it were, of the doctrine of the resurrection. And when I say resurrection, I'm not primarily referring to the Lord's resurrection or the instances of resurrection that occurred at His death and resurrection. What Paul has in mind here is predominantly the future resurrection, of which Jesus is our model. Paul is giving us a look into the future, and in doing so, he is unfolding what the people of God can expect about the resurrection. And to give you just a bit of a preview of what this chapter entails and what we're going to cover in the coming weeks, what we find here is that the essential nature of the resurrection as it relates to the gospel. The resurrection is critical, it's pivotal, it's foundational as it relates to the gospel. In other words, without the resurrection, the gospel is incomplete. Without the resurrection, the message of salvation, of eternal life found in the Lord Jesus Christ, is deficient. It is incomplete. The resurrection, both as a historical event, as well as what a